Today I want to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, where the Bible says, "Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Let me ask you kind of an obvious question. And in a minute, I think you'll see why I'm asking it. Why is it that prisoners on death row fight so hard against the death penalty? For that matter, why is it that most of us fight against death? If it's really the natural order of things and it's all just a part of life, why do we have such a powerful sense of eternity buried in our hearts? Why does our heart tell us that in spite of all appearances, life isn't supposed to come to a close quite so quickly? And here's another question. Why do some people struggle so much with anxiety? Could it be that we realize, especially later in life, that we're running out of time and we might not squeeze everything we want out of life? Think about it. We worry about bank accounts because we know we need to be able to retire and have something to live on when our bodies are weak. We struggle with achievement because we know that the moment is coming when we might not be able to do as much. In short, try to imagine a life where you never have to die. And then all of a sudden you realize just how much the impending grave is actually shaping your life. Now look at today's passage. It says that at the cross, Jesus destroyed him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. In the immediate sense, you're still going to die. But for the believer, that's simply not the end. You can feel free to make long-range plans because the promises of God are absolutely real. I know that in this lifetime, I'm simply not going to be able to do everything I'd like to do. For example, I'd love to be a very good artist, but the way life is structured now, I simply won't have time to do that and everything else I love at the same time. But with eternity at my fingertips, I can rest easy. Hey, if I don't pick up something now, I can literally make plans to do it 1,000 years from now. I know that in modern thinking, that's pie in the sky. But I've personally seen that every other promise God has made in the Bible is as solid as bedrock. And I know this one is solid too. Death has been conquered. The grave is now just a resting place until my real life begins. And frankly, that takes a lot of the anxiety and frustration out of living, which means that God has given me a better way to live.